Hi Talon Evro Idebren studies the coruscating shimmer of E-Drive, reflecting on the opalescent paneled walls as he listens to the seer make her pronouncement. Are you certain? The High Talon asks again.
Yes, replies the crone. The vessel is called Reclaimer, and its passengers are the ones you seek. Follow the eddies of this flow, and you will find them.
Evro frowns. This Lucius Tarquin must be cunning to have evaded us for this long.
Perhaps, the seer says, or perhaps it is the one he travels with. Her power grows. I sense it.
And she is the one we need?
Of that I am certain.
Evro draws his iron dagger and checks the edge. Then I will take the Reclaimer. The crone says,
Visions of the future are fraught with uncertainty.
The High Talon grows still and regards the old woman, his gray eyes narrow ever so slightly. The seer starts and turns towards him, though her eyes do not see. Her expression is thoughtful.
Another vision? He asks.
She bows.
I have seen my death 1,000 times, High Talon. Once more does not frighten me.
The High Talon laughs and says, Get out. I must prepare for our arrival. Once the seer is gone, he turns back toward the viewport and is lost in the dancing lights of E-Drive. Welcome back for episode 19 of Errant Adventures. As always, I'm your game master and solo player, Steve Morrison. On this week's episode, Lucius and Adelie attempt to escape from High Talon Idebren and complete their expedition. Find out what happens on episode 19, All Quiet in the Graveyard. The Reclaimer hangs in space. In front of it is this massive blockade of rock and ice floating in the deep of space. Off to its port, an Iron Hawk Lux sloop called Sickle waits. High Talon Idebren has just declared that Lucius is their enemy, and Lucius doesn't disagree with them. So he is going to try and escape this situation, and we're going to start off with a good old-fashioned face danger, and we are going to try and escape. Now, Lucius is an ace. He's going to use his +1 bonus to that, and then also I think he's going to try and actually fly into the blockade. Now, I said last episode that it was really densely packed, so it doesn't make it easy to fly through. Doesn't necessarily mean that you can't fly through. So he is going to use his navigator asset as well to give him +1. So he gets +1 from ace, +1 from navigator, plus his 2 for edge. So we're rolling at +4 on this face danger to escape the sickle and High Talon Evro Idebren. Let's find out what happens. So I've got a 5 on the action die, and I've got a 3 and a 6 on the challenge dice. So a weak hit, we succeed, but at a troublesome cost. Make a suffer move. So I am going to take -1 to the ship again, which the ship's health is at 4 right now, so that's going to take it down to 3, as Lucius is forced to squeeze and scrape the Reclaimer in through this barrier, but he is a much better pilot than whoever's piloting the sickle, because he leaves them in the dust. as they are wending their way through this massive asteroid barrier of rock and ice, Adelie says, "Who was that?" And Lucius says, "He's the leader of the Ironhawks. The head Ironhawk. He's called the High Talon. It's pretty pretentious. But he's also one of the most dangerous and violent warriors that the Idabren clan has. And he just so happens to be in line for the Idabren high seat when his father eventually passes. If he's out here, then we're in serious, serious trouble. We've got to find this graveyard and find out what they're looking for." Adelie says, "But Lucius, how did they find us? We jumped away from that fleet. They couldn't have followed us from there, could they?" And Lucius sort of shrugs and says, I don't know. I don't think so, but I suppose anything is possible." And Adelie says, I must think on this a little bit more." So Lucius manages to get them to the other side of this massive barrier, and they are going to resume their expedition. Now we're starting off here. We've got 7 out of our 10 progress, so we could really conclude this at any point, but I feel like trying to get at least one more progress on this before we find the location of the graveyard. So we're going to go ahead and undertake the expedition. I think we're going to continue to move at speed with Edge, because Lucius is definitely feeling the crunch. Because if High Talon Idabren is after them and is this close, then the odds of the Ironhawks finding this graveyard before they do, if that's what they're looking for, I think is pretty high. So Lucius is going to try and push the Reclaimer as quickly as possible to see if they can find the graveyard. Plus Edge, this is plus 2. 6 on the action die. I've got a 1 and a 5 on the challenge dice for a strong hit. So we're going to mark progress. We're going to go up to 8 on this expedition. And let's take a look at the descriptor and focus oracles to determine what our waypoint is. 79, which is rare. 29, equipment, rare equipment. Okay, so I think we appear on the outskirts of the graveyard. And I'm gonna go ahead and finish the expedition here. And I think as the Reclaimer emerges from E-Drive, Lucius and Adelie and Lieutenant Mila see spreading out across this massive starfield is all of these Ascendancy wrecks. And we are going to go ahead and finish our expedition. So we're going to roll the challenge dice and compare it against 8. Progress of 8. I've got an 8 and a 1 on the challenge dice for a weak hit. So as above, meaning we reach our destination, complete the survey, and we can mark our reward on our Discovery's legacy track. But you face an unforeseen complication at the end of your expedition. Make the legacy reward 1 rank lower and envision what you encounter. It could be the Ironhawks, but I don't know that they're actually looking for this. So I'm going to say it's unlikely that it's the Ironhawks, and I'm going to roll and ask the Oracle. So is it the Ironhawks? Unlikely. 76 or greater is yes, it is. 83. So yes, it is. Okay, now we are getting to the race to the end here. So a formidable expedition would be 1 box, but because I got a weak hit, I have to mark it as 1 rank lower, which is going to be dangerous, which is 2 ticks on my discovery track, which is unfortunate. I was hoping to get another XP out of this, but that's okay. So we've got 2 ticks on there. I think what it is it's not the High Talon. It doesn't catch up with them quite yet. And it's not the major fleet, but I think there is an Ironhawk ship that is out here that stumbled on this graveyard and they are moving to investigate. And so Lucius sees them first. I think because the Reclaimer is a scouting vessel, a research vessel, it has a longer range scanning system than maybe the standard Ironhawk ships do, or even, you know, any of the other human ships do. So Lucius is able to pick up on the Ironhawk ship first and is going to attempt to maneuver the ship into the graveyard and evade the Ironhawks so they're not aware that there is another ship present. And to do that, Lucius is going to face danger with Shadow. Now, he's not super good with Shadow, but I think I can use my Ace ability to add plus one to this. So we're going to roll it plus two to find out if he can evade the Ironhawks. Four on the action die. We've got a three and a seven on the challenge dice for a weak hit. So yes, the Reclaimer is able to avoid being detected by the Ironhawk ship, but we must make a troublesome cost. It is going to be, I think, a hit to Spirit. Lucius's Spirit's going to go down to three as there's a tense series of moments where he is maneuvering the ship in and around and under Rex, much like they did before the last time they discovered an Ascendancy wreck. And they are able to evade the scanners of this Ironhawk ship, but it is a very tense hour. So we can go ahead and clear this expedition. And now we can start delving into our current vow, which is find the Ascendancy graveyard and determine what artifact the Ironhawks seek. And I think the fact that we have found the graveyard means that we can go ahead and mark a progress. We are sitting at 2 progress out of 10 on this formidable vow, and now we have to determine what artifact the Ironhawks are seeking. So Lucius is going to attempt to gather some information here. He is going to search for clues, analyze evidence, do research. And part of that is going to be engaging with the archive that he has to give him plus one. And he's also going to ask Adelie to help him in this research as she has access to the residual memory and knowledge of the research AI query. So that is going to be plus wits on this gather information. Plus one for the archive, and plus two for Adelie. So we are looking at plus six on this gather information. And we still only got a weak hit, because we've got 7 on the action die, and a 5 and a 7 on the challenge dice. So we are able to gain new insight, but it complicates our quest. Envision what you discover, then take plus one momentum. It's actually plus two momentum because of my archivist ability, because I did get a hit, so that gives me plus one momentum. And that's going to take me to 5 momentum. And I am going to roll on action and theme to determine what this information is and maybe what the complication is that we get. So 35, depart, 44, home, depart home. Okay, so the information that we get through this is that this graveyard of Ascendancy ships is actually the fleet that they were going to use to leave the Forge when they realized that there was a cataclysm coming. And that's the last episode we discovered that a massive cataclysm hit the entirety of the Forge simultaneously, and the Ascendancy knew that it was coming, and they were getting ready to leave and try to escape this cataclysm, but it hit before they were able to actually depart the Forge. So I think this fleet, this graveyard, is the fleet that they gathered together to escape the Forge, which means it is also the cradle of information on the Ascendancy. Like, they would have brought their most important pieces of information and probably technology to this fleet before they left the Forge. So there is some amazing information and technology here, but I think, and this is the complication on this, is that there is also the potential for the greatest amount of threat and defense possible on, like, Ascendancy Rex that is going to be here in this graveyard. Lucius gains this knowledge by scanning these wrecks and realizing that a lot of them were geared up for traveling outside of the forge. And I think what he realizes is there is probably a central ship that was the flagship of this fleet, and that whatever information they're seeking is probably on that flagship. And so if they can find it, they will be able to determine probably a list of artifacts that the Iron Hawks might be interested in, and then narrow it down from there. So Lucius is going to go ahead and use that information to try and find this flagship. And I think it's likely that they actually already know where it is. So let's ask the Oracle that. I think it is, I'm gonna back off on that. I'm gonna say it's 50-50 that they know where the flagship is located in this graveyard. So 51 or greater, yes, they do. Nope, 13. So they do not know where it is. So they're going to have to search for it. And they are also going to have to do so while also avoiding the Ironhawk ship that is also here. So they're going to have to make their way deeper into the graveyard looking for this flagship. And I think in order to do that, they're going to have to continue moving stealthily from wreck to wreck as they're going through this graveyard. And so we're going to have to roll plus shadow again and plus one for our ace. So plus two on this face danger to make it further into the graveyard. All right, so we've got four on the action die. We've got an eight and a nine on the challenge dice for a miss. So we fail or a momentary success is undermined by a dire turn of events. Here's what I'm going to say for this. The momentary success is we find the flagship. Lucius is able to pilot the Reclaimer deeper into this graveyard, and they're scanning along, and they pick up the signal of this flagship of this Ascendancy fleet. The dire turn of events is they do not remain hidden from the Iron Hawk ship, and the Reclaimer does not have any weapons on it. We established that last episode. And so the Iron Hawk ship powers up its weapons, and Lucius has to send the ship spiraling away, and it's time to enter the fray, which will be interesting because we have no weapons. So we'll see what happens. When you initiate combat or are forced into a fight, envision your objective and give it a rank. Our objective is to escape the Iron Hawk ship, and I think it is going to be a dangerous combat, because I think even though the Reclaimer doesn't have weapons, it is a well-made ship, and because it is designed to go research out in deep space, it is designed to endure a lot of various things. So I think it's just going to be a dangerous combat. So we're going to enter the fray, and it's on the move, so it's plus edge. So we got a 6 on the action die, and then we have a 3 and a 10 on the challenge dice for a weak hit. So I can either take momentum or I can be in control. And I am going to take control. So Lucius is able to respond fast enough that he is able to spiral away as the Iron Hawk ship's weapons prime up and fire. And he is going to attempt to duck under one of these wrecks and attempt to get out of the way and maneuver in such a way that he's keeping the Reclaimer out of the line of fire. So to do this, we're going to gain ground plus edge. So this is plus two. 8 on the action die, a 5 and a 3 on the challenge dice for a strong hit. So we are in control, and I can choose two. I can mark progress, which I'm going to do. So that is two boxes of progress on this dangerous combat. And then I can either take plus two momentum, or I can add plus one to my next move. I'm going to add plus one to my next move. And Lucius is going to turn to Adelie and say, Adelie, since you're connected with these Ascendancy ships and you're able to manipulate them. Is there any way that you can activate any of the weapons on any of these wrecks, if there are any, and fire on this Ironhawk ship? So he is going to take the plus one to his next move. He is going to attempt to gain ground again. This is this time with wits, coordinating a plan, cleverly gaining leverage. And so it's plus one, plus three for the wits. So I've got an 8 on the action die. I've got a 4 and a 6 on the challenge dice for another strong hit. So we're going to go ahead and mark 2 more progress, which is beautiful. And I think Adelie says, yes, I think I can. Give me a moment. And she focuses, and there's this faint humming, I think, in the hull of the ship as Adelie is extending her Paragon abilities out. And there's something that resonates within the ship to that, and maybe even acts as an amplifier. And she is able to bring online a couple of weapons platforms on a few of these different Ascendancy ships. And she says, I have control of them. If you can maneuver and give me a target, I will fire. And we are going to, since we're still in control, we marked progress, and I am going to take plus 2 momentum this time instead of the plus 1. So that's going to take my momentum up to 7. So since we're still in control, I'm going to strike, and this is going to be rolling plus edge, so at a distance. And I'm also going to take plus 2 from Adelie because she's using her Paragon abilities. So this is going to be at plus 4 on this strike. 6 on the action die, a 4 and a 10 on the challenge dice. We can mark progress twice, but expose ourselves to danger, and we are in a bad spot. So it's a weak hit. So marking progress twice is going to take us up to 8 out of 10 progress. But I think what happens is the Ironhawk ship definitely takes some damage, but is able to evade enough of the weapons fire that they then fall in behind the Reclaimer and are firing on the Reclaimer. And Lucius is going to react under fire and try to maneuver out of the way so that Adelie can finish off the Ironhawk ship with these Ascendancy cannons. And because of my Ace ability, when I react under fire, I can also take plus 1. So I'm going to do that. So edge, plus 2, and plus 1 from my Ace asset. So plus 3 on this react under fire. 9 on the action die, 5 and a 9 on the challenge dice for a weak hit. So we succeed, but at a troublesome cost, make a suffer move. I think the ship endures a little bit of harm as they're trying to get out of the line of fire of the Ironhawk ship. Lucius is able to pull the Reclaimer up and over this wreck, but in so doing comes a little bit close to the hull and kind of scrapes a little bit. And we are going to withstand some damage. We've got an integrity of 2 right now, so this is only plus 2 on this withstand damage. And it is a 7 on the action die, a 7 and a 10 on the challenge dice for a miss. It's worse than you thought. Suffer an additional minus 1 integrity or lose momentum. I am going to lose momentum because I do not want to lose this ship. So I'm going to take my momentum down to 5. And we are still in a bad spot. So the Ironhawks are kind of still around and surviving. And Lucius is going to attempt to change things up a little bit and draw the Ironhawk ship in between two of these wrecks that are floating close together. And he's noted that his ship is narrower and that the Ironhawk ship isn't going to have enough maneuverability to make its way through this gap. And so he's going to try and cleverly draw them into this scenario. So it's going to be plus wits on this. Still get plus 1 because of my Ace asset. I just realized I should have gotten a plus 1 momentum because I got a hit on the last react under fire. So I'm going to take my momentum up to 6.
as I roll this. Plus wits is plus 3, plus 1, so plus 4 on this. 7 on the action die, 7 and a 1 on the challenge dice for another weak hit, another suffer move, and another plus 1 momentum for me because of the ace asset. I'm going to this time take a little bit of spirit to Lucius, as this is really, really tense flying as they're weaving in and out. And we continue to be sitting in a bad spot. And I don't want to take decisive action yet. I want to get out of this as cleanly as possible. So once again, Lucius is going to dodge and try to get back into position where the Ironhawk ship, which is like really damaged at this point, they're still single-mindedly trying to pursue the Reclaimer. And so he is trying to draw them back into that line of fire, this time with edge maneuvering. So this is plus 2 and then plus 1 for the ace asset. So we're at plus 3 on this roll. 9 on the action die, 6 and 3 on the challenge dice for a strong hit. So I get 2 momentum, 1 for the ace and 1 for getting a strong hit on react under fire. And we are in control. I am now going to take decisive action to end this fight. We've got 8 progress. Let's see how this turns out. 7 and a 1 on the challenge dice versus my 8 progress is a strong hit. So you prevail. Take plus 1 momentum, which is great. Takes my momentum to max at 10. And we complete this fight as Lucius draws the Ironhawk ship down into the line of fire of these Ascendancy cannons, which Adelie is controlling, and the Ironhawk ship explodes in a massive array of debris as the Reclaimer dances down and under a piece of wreck and gets away free and clear. All right, so we have found the flagship and we have managed to avoid the one Ironhawk ship that was around here. And we're going to take a progress here for reaching the flagship and doing so by evading and destroying the Ironhawk ship that was pursuing them. The Reclaimer docks with the Ascendancy flagship that sits at the very center of this graveyard of ships. And it is this massive titan of a starship that Lucius and Adelie are awed by as they fly the Reclaimer in close. And as the ship docks, they begin to gear up and prepare themselves. And Lucius is going to take a moment before they depart to try and repair Brutus. Just in case there's some sort of combat, he would like to have his combat bot with him. So he is going to make the repair move here and is doing so with wits, which is plus 3. Got a 5 on the action die, we've got a 4 and an 8 on the challenge dice for a weak hit. They're in the field and, well, I think technically they are at a facility because they're on an Ascendancy research ship. I'm sure there is plenty of technology and materials here that can be used to work on a damaged drone of some sort. So I'm going to say they're actually at a facility since they're not off the ship yet. So a weak hit is going to give 3 repair points. So Brutus is broken, but didn't take any damage from the standpoint of he didn't lose health or anything like that. It was purely a narrative consequence. So I'm going to go ahead and say that he can repair Brutus to full operation with those 3 points, and he is back up and running. So Lucius and Adelie, Lieutenant Mila, the rest of the Lodestar soldiers, they all gear up in their EV suits and make their way off of the Reclaimer, A couple of the soldiers stay behind on the Reclaimer, one of whom who at least has some piloting experience, just in case they need to move the ship or who knows what happens. But most of the group goes on to the wreck, and they are going to proceed into the bowels of this Ascendancy wreck. And to do that, of course, we're going to take another expedition. I think this is going to be Explore the Ascendancy flagship, and I think it's going to be another formidable expedition, because this place is massive. So first of all, we're going to stay vigilant on the initial exploration of this wreck. And so we're going to be rolling plus wits, which is plus 3. Got 5 on the action die. We've got a 7 and an 8 on the challenge dice. But I'm going to burn my 10 momentum to turn that into a strong hit on that undertaken expedition. So we reach a waypoint, and we're going to mark 1 box of progress. So let's go ahead and take a look at what this waypoint might be. I'm going to roll a couple first looks for what the initial encounter of this place is. So we got 43, faint ambient lighting. So there's emergency lighting, which is amazing. After thousands of years, there is this faint glow, probably emanating from the actual like wall panels themselves. So there's no like light bulbs or anything like that that are obvious, but there's just this faint, almost iridescent glow that is filling the corridors and maybe even this docking bay that they landed the Reclaimer in. And let's see what else we see. 77. Thick or fluid atmosphere. Okay, so maybe there's something in the something ruptured and the atmosphere in here is like dense, and so like moving through it is a little bit more laborious than you would think being in this dead wreck in space. And like I think there is artificial gravity still, and so there's still like atmosphere. It's just different than the atmosphere that they would expect in this place. So I'm using new updated oracles for delving a precursor vault. So it'll be a little bit different than the one that I did on Viridian, but I'm still treating this Ascendancy wreck as though it is a precursor vault, an Ascendancy vault. So I've rolled my first look, and now I'm going to roll for the feature to see where we are. 47. Maze-like passages. All right, so they leave the cargo bay, the docking bay where they landed the Reclaimer, and they're making their way deeper into this Ascendancy ship. And there are these labyrinthine passageways with all sorts of symbols and indicators that clearly made sense to the people who lived here before. But Lucius and Adelaide and the others are having a bit of a hard time navigating through here. So they are going to move with vigilance. So we're going to roll plus wits on the next leg of this expedition as they move forward. 8 on the action die. I've got a 7 and a 4 on the challenge dice for another strong hit. So we can go ahead and reach a waypoint, and then mark our second box of progress, and let us see what the interior feature is. 31. Inscrutable object lies dark and silent. All right, so they come out of this labyrinthine maze of tunnels and passages into this small confined room, and there is a black obsidian crystal built into the center of this room. Like there's a platform, and it almost looks as though this crystal is grown out of the floor underneath it. And there doesn't seem to be any sign of life or operation in here. And Lucius approaches it and he's like, I wonder what this is. Adelie, do you have any idea? And we're going to explore this waypoint. So rolling plus wits. I've got an 8 on the action die and then a 4 and a 6 on the challenge dice for a strong hit. So I can either take some momentum or I can mark another progress. I am going to mark another progress. So that's going to take us to 3 out of 10 boxes of progress. And I'm going to roll some action and theme because I'm not sure what this obsidian crystal does. 43, explore, and 5, balance. Explore, balance. Okay, so we know that the Ascendancy had an advanced enough understanding of reality and of the building blocks, the subatomic particles, whatever it may be, of the universe, that they were able to manipulate them. And that's where the paragons come from. That's where Adelie's power comes from, is having access to some of that knowledge. And so what if this crystal, when powered, offered an opportunity for the initiates in this architectural endeavor of like tinkering with the building blocks of the universe? It gave them a safe space in which to practice their abilities without actually affecting the outside world. And so Adelie explains, based on information that she gets from Query, she says, Lucius, I believe this was some sort of training facility. A initiate could enter the crystal, and it served as a sort of simulator that allowed them to use their abilities. And Lucia says, that's interesting. Is there anything that you can get out of it? And Adelie says, I believe it is inert. We would have to find a way to power it, but maybe. Perhaps we should come back here at some point. And they're going to continue on. Again, we're going to roll plus wits, plus 3. 6 on the action die, 4 and a 7 on the challenge dice for a weak hit. So we mark progress. We're going up to 4 out of 10 boxes. But this time, it costs. So we're going to face a peril at the waypoint, envision what you encounter. So let's see what our waypoint is. 95. Okay, we roll on the descriptor and focus. So we've got 52 is high tech, and 17, high tech confinement. So it's a brig of some sort, or there is an interior peril table as well. So I'm going to roll on that since we know that there's something happening here, and that may determine if this is a brig or if it's something else. 5. Broken path. Okay, so we enter this room that has all of these cells in it, and it is very clear immediately that it is a brig of some sort. And there is, on the far side, the doorway that would lead out of the brig has been sealed shut. Lucius and Adelie, as they approach, can see that there is metal that has been warped and sealed here, and the way forward is blocked. Now, Lucius is looking at this and he's like, I wonder if we can cut our way through. I mean, we could always just go back and, you know, make our way around. Or Adelie, maybe you can undo what has happened here. And he is going to encourage her to do that. and she's going to give it a try. Now, I think there is a good chance that this flagship that has been sitting here dormant for thousands of years, that it is entirely possible that it will react to Adelie using her Paragon abilities in this place. So I think I'm going to ask the Oracle, is Adelie able to open this passageway using her Paragon abilities? And I think it is likely. So 26 or greater, yes, she can. 68, not a problem. Now, does the ship react to her using her Paragon abilities? I think it's 50-50. So I'm going to go 51 or greater is yes, it does. 69. Oh yeah, it reacts. So Adelie uses her Paragon ability to peel apart the iron that has been fused together in this doorway, and she opens the passage, but something changes here. And I'm going to continue asking the Oracle because I'm not sure exactly what it is. Because she hasn't failed on anything, so this doesn't necessarily have to be a negative reaction. So, does the flagship possess an artificial intelligence that would recognize Adelie, much like Query did, as having a piece of the ascendancy fused with her? I think it's 50-50. So, yes, 51 or greater, otherwise, no. 14. No, the ship does not have an artificial intelligence. Whether that means that it never had one, or the one that it had has long since vanished or expired or is dormant. So that is not the thing that recognizes Adelie. Is there a creature that is living on this ship that would recognize the use of a Paragon's power? 50-50 again. 85. Yes. Yes, there is. Okay. Is this creature friendly? I think it is 50-50. I'm going to say 50-50. 13. No, it is not friendly. Okay. So we now know that there is some sort of creature living in this wreck that is recognized Adelie's power and is not friendly to her. So we're going to keep that in our back pocket for a future complication. So we're going to undertake the next leg of this expedition, rolling plus wits again. Got 7 on the action die, a 5 and a 4 on the challenge dice for another strong hit. So we are up to 5 out of 10 progress. And I want to point out that Adelie definitely brought her iron snake familiar creature thing that she now controls with her. So she has that with her, which still kind of freaks out the Lodestar soldiers, but I like to think that they're starting to get used to it. And then Lucius has Brutus flying around with him for no particular reason other than just in case a nasty creature decides to jump out and attack them. So we have a strong hit on that expedition. Let's see what our interior feature is. 96. Roll twice. All right. So we've got 91, which is going to be a descriptor and focus. And then we've got 23 energy discharges. So let's descriptor and focus it. 25, damaged, and 66. Refuge. Damaged. Refuge. They proceed past where the brig was, and they're continuing down the corridors of this ship. And they reach a barracks for the guards of the brig. And as they pass this barracks, they see these energy sparks that are, like, shooting out. And it seems like there might be some sort of energy conduit or some sort of power source in here that is still active and that is still, like, leaking energy. And I think They're going to try and explore this waypoint as well, because they might be able to find some technology in here that is still useful to them. Rolling plus wits. 9 on the action die with 2 sevens. That is a strong hit with a match. Another one on our explore waypoint. So I am definitely taking that match, and I'm going to make another discovery. So instead of rolling on our make a discovery oracle, I'm going to pick one, because I think we already set up that there might be technology in here that can be salvaged. And I think that technology is, maybe there are some like weapons, and let's see if there's anything else of interest that might be useful. So I'm going to roll an action theme to see what they might discover. 34, demand. 48, demand innocence. Okay, so if these are guards for the brig, I think there's some sort of device that can be used to tell if somebody is lying. So it's like a lie detector. But more than that, I think it detects innocence and guilt. And so it was something that they used in like trials and investigations. And so Lucius is looking around through all this stuff and finds this thing, is like, I wonder what this is. And Adelie walks up and says, oh, that's the truth finder, and explains to him its uses. And he's like, huh, that's cool. And he tucks it in his bag to hold on to it for later. And because we successfully made a discovery, we are going to mark 2 more ticks on our discovery's legacy track, and that's going to take us up to a full box. So it's going to give us another couple XP. Got 5 unspent XP, so I've got some spending to do. They have finished casing this room and are going to return to the corridor and journey on in this expedition. So we're going to roll plus wits again, as they're continuing to be vigilant. Got a 6 on the action die, and I've got 2 8s on the challenge dice for a miss with a complication. Okay, so waylaid by a crisis or arrive at a waypoint to confront an immediate hardship or threat. Do not mark progress and pay the price. Let's see what our waypoint is. I'm going to roll on the interior feature chart again. 20. Echoing noises. Okay. So we enter another like large cargo bay, and I think as they're stepping into this large cargo bay, there's this resonant sound that vibrates through the room and through the deck plates. And let's go ahead and roll a little creature, because I think that's what's coming out. Like, creature has been tracking them, has been following them, and now they're here. So we're going to go ahead and roll on the creature chart here. 34 is humanoid or bipedal. Okay. Let's get a first look. 75, multi-segmented body, and aspect. 17, controlled or puppeteered. Ooh, okay. I think this is somebody, this is an ascendancy person. I think we're going to see our first actual ascendancy life form. They didn't survive. They died. And maybe they had a certain number of bio implants or something, but something has taken them over. And I think the question for the Oracle is the thing that took them over biological? I'm going to say it's 50-50. Yes, it is biological. Okay, so there is some sort of parasite that has taken over this ascendancy this ascendant, I'm going to call them ascendant, and is driving them around. And as part of that, they have started to mutate this body. So it has, maybe it was actually broken when this parasite found it, but the joints and stuff are somewhat loose. The way that it moves is really creepy, and it just ambles forward. And I think it's probably fairly fast. And so as they are walking through this cargo bay, there's this resonant like hum that's filling the room. And then they are about to reach the middle point of this cargo bay when all of a sudden Adelie's iron snake rears up and actually coils around her in a defensive posture, and like its head rears up, and Lucius and the soldiers are somewhat taken aback by the sudden motion. Before they really have a moment to react, they have any sort of understanding of what it's doing, this gangly, long torsoed, very angular featured creature leaps out from the darkness and tackles Lucius. Thanks for listening to Errant Adventures. If you enjoyed the show, please tell your friends. Tell anyone you can. Shout it from the rooftops, even. And if you haven't already, please go ahead and rate and review the show on your favorite podcast app. It really does help others find me. If you want to interact with me, my handle on Instagram and Twitter is @ErrantSolopod, or you can email me at errantsolopod@gmail.com. I also post short fiction and campaign-related materials on my website, errantadventurespod.com. Thanks again for listening, and I'll see you next time.